Good morning. It is 11:17, April 12, 2024. This is a work session regarding case number PU-23-66. This is an advanced determination of prudence request from Otter Tail Power Company regarding on-site fuel inventory system for the Astoria station. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhofer, did you?
No, I really don't. This is in my portfolio. So besides, I have no opening comments.
Did you say isn't or is in?
Is in my portfolio.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. I was wondering if you had any opening comments.
No,
unrelated,
I don't.
But if that, I will turn it over to you or to staff, whichever way you direct.
Okay. No, I just want to thank staff and everyone. This is interesting case, and because of the word that comes to my mind, complexity of it and all the contributing factors, I did want a work session, and I've worked very closely with Victor in some ways, so I am going to turn it over to Victor, as we talked about, and go from there.
Sure. So this is kind of our initial work session on this case. The commission hasn't given staff official direction of what to do here, but I'm trying to read between the lines of the questions and the leanings of commissioners. I took a stab at writing a draft order that I did send out to the three of you ahead of this. So the intent of this discussion is to kind of get some direction from the commission if we're going to need additional work sessions or if we should continue working on the order that was sent out. And not looking for any official decisions or positions necessarily, but that's what I would start it out
yeah,
as.
Yeah, just to clarify, in working with Victor on this, I said go ahead and draft an order. I think it's a good starting point for talking points for us. If there's something somebody is in disagreement with, or just being very fluid and having some discussion so we can hopefully come to a sense on then proposing the order and moving it forward. So that's my intent on this, is to do that. So the order has been proposed, as Victor said, and sent out. So I would just open it up, Commissioner Crispin or anybody, for any comments or?
Well, as far as other than like making votes, which we don't really want to do in a work session, as far as that direction, I read it through and it has been quite a hectic week. I think that came out Tuesday or something like that, right?
Yep.
So I wouldn't want to commit to not finding some little flaw in there or something like that. But as far as reaching that conclusion, I really don't have any recommendations for anything that I would say, should be added to further the point or anything that was incorrect or poorly stated. I thought it was pretty well written.
Okay. I'm not speaking on behalf of Commissioner Fedorchak. Obviously, she's not here. And I know without a doubt that upon her review that she would come to you, Victor, with any of her comments or input. So just to clarify that for those.
I apologize. I do have some edits to this. There are nothing dramatic in the direction of the order, but some things I would be changing in here. I'll be providing those edits prior to as we move forward with the drafting in order. I would also note, and I have had some discussion with the company, that due to some changes in, or possible changes in the value of loss of load, the cap, moving from $3,500 per megawatt hour to $10,000 per megawatt hour, there may be some changes in the analysis. The company may be providing a supplemental filing in the upcoming weeks as well related to that. And at that time, if the commission would like to accept that to as part of its analysis in making a decision, they would be able to.
Jack, can you repeat for me the first part of that comment? You talked with the staff regarding the load. Repeat that part.
Yes, I spoke with a company, and there have been some proposed changes at MISO.
Okay.
That includes the increase of a future possible increase of a market cap during times of deficit for the value of loss of load. And I won't go to extensive detail about that, and quite honestly, Victor probably would do a better job of explaining that I would with his participation in the RTOs. But with that in mind, if you do take that as part of an evaluation, I don't think we'd have to dig too deep to see that that may change some of the numbers. The question is whether that would be enough to change ultimately our decision at this point. I couldn't speak to that as well unless we received a filing. We could take a look at it.
So I'm wondering kind of procedurally here. Mm-hmm. I just took a, when you said that, I guess I was thinking that this was something that was probably going to be on an agenda and like on our next agenda.
Mm-hmm.
This case must be a year old already.
Sure.
It's 20. I didn't find filing number one when I just looked quickly here, but it's case 2366. And I think we had 400 and some cases for the year last year. So it tells me it probably is at least a year old.
Sure.
If we're waiting now weeks for a new filing because MISO has changed something, well, I suppose that will always be the case. If a year from now they might change something again, and so is the suggestion that we just should be holding off on this because something so dramatic has changed? Or is this just indefinitely keeping this case open depending on the latest maneuvers by an RTO?
I guess the two things I'd say in regard to those questions and comments, Commissioner, is that I wasn't necessarily under the impression this would be on the next agenda, for example. If the commission would like to move forward, obviously I don't have a strong opinion either way whether they should or they shouldn't. I would say the fact that this has extended probably as long as it has is partially due to the participation between the advocacy staff as well as the company and the agreeability, knowing that there are a number of moving factors that they've been addressing, including multi-jurisdictional issues. From an advisory perspective, I would say that probably there isn't a strong opinion either way, whether we need to move this forward quickly, as largely that would be the prerogative of the company. So that's more of an administrative question, whether we'd like to hold it open for a period of time to ensure that additional information that a company may like to provide to clarify or bolster the record as necessary, or whether to move forward and just make a decision at this time.
Well, I guess I just never have been patient for unnecessary delays. I like to take things as slowly as we need to in order to make the right decisions. But other than that, move things along. And so is the change from MISO something that is dramatic and fundamental, or is it just something that is likely to ebb and flow? And yeah, if it changes, maybe it changes this in a way that might influence the decision on this case now, but then in a few months, would they change something back and then it would ebb and flow the other way? And I mean, if it's just something that's going to be constantly in flux, we can't really base our decision on that, and we might as well move forward. But I guess that's what I'm confused about, whether that is something that is a good reason to hold off on decision making.
Sure. And I have thoughts, I guess, that maybe it could, whether it would impact your decision, I'm unsure of. I wouldn't be able to probably speak too much to that until or if we received a supplemental filing. I would note that this is this is a change that hasn't been approved. It's still moving forward, and there appears to be some support from it. Currently is my understanding. However, we would not see this change probably for a number of months. But obviously, when we're doing an advanced determination of prudence, we're trying to take all the variables, factors, and assumptions under consideration prior to making a final and best decision on it. So if that's something the commissioner feels that it would be, they would prefer to hear and take a partake and use that information to come to a final conclusion and determination, probably holding off would be appropriate for a little bit of time just to provide some time to bolster the record and subsequently as well give advocacy staff a chance to review it as well and provide any sort of agreement or disagreement with that evaluation prior to decision.
Victor, it looked like you had something to say before I say something.
No, so just some more kind of background. So it's not something that I see changing on a regular basis. It's something that hasn't been touched for quite some time. It's not to say it would never be touched again in the future, but it would likely not happen on a regular basis.
Yeah, we have been in an interesting situation over the last year and a half where there have been a number of changing factors and assumptions that arguably we have not been subject to in past decisions.
In that discussion, what was it? What did you say was the time frame when they thought they'd be making filings?
I don't think it'll be an extensive supplemental filing, just based upon the discussions that we had. And if it was, I would say it'd probably be within weeks to, I would think a month would be a long time to receive a filing.
Yeah, I mean, this application came in on February 8th, 2023. It would have to be pretty significant, this filing, to change my decision at this point in time. But you're asking us now to make a decision based on could, uncertain. But to Chair Christman's point, I mean, we like to have all the information in front of us to be, but move it along. I guess I would like it, the information, hopefully within the next couple of weeks and trying to have a game plan to make a resolution with it. I mean, a decision within the month. Can we work towards that? I mean.
So how about as kind of a medium ground so we can kind of hold off and not intend to have this on the April 29th agenda, work towards having something ready for the following agenda, but while we await a filing. And in the meantime, we can continue working on this draft order with the three of you.
Yep.
Is the filing being held up because MISO hasn't finalized what they're going to do?
My assumption would be that that's not that hasn't been what is holding up the filing.
So MISO, you think, has finalized what they're going to do? No, it's just a matter of...
No, I believe there's probably additional work that still needs to be done at MISO, but this is just due to, I guess, the direction that everyone feels. Ultimately, the value loss of load pricing cap is going to go.
Well, would the... I'm trying to... It seems like we've done this, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. Would the proper thing in this case be for the company to file something requesting that we hold off on a decision because there's more information forthcoming?
The company certainly could, but however, just holding off for another 2 weeks rather than putting on the next agenda is certainly something we would be able to do. A matter of 2 weeks does not make a big difference to advisory staff or towards a decision.
I understand that, but... I get frustrated with getting grumbled about because we're too slow. And then when we're ready to make a move, well, let's hold off. let's hold off pending on what a different third party is going to do. And I don't have a feel, just because someone thinks that MISO is going to do something real soon. I have more experience with SPP than with MISO, but real soon could be a week or two, it could be a month, it could be a couple months. So how often does this just sit an hour lap that we're just waiting on this? I guess that's my concern, that this doesn't just drag on indefinitely, that it's always going to be right around the corner.
Commissioner, I would agree that we don't want to extend our decisions out extensively, and to the extent that we, for a long period of time, to the extent that we would be looking at pushing off a decision without a filing longer than a month, that would be a very long time. And so in order to do it beyond then, that amount of time, I think we would have to receive a filing.
Okay.
So we can look at it, decide whether that would be appropriate or not.
So let me recap what I feel I heard from you. To move this along, but yet to be open. That waiting a month, that would be kind of the extensive part of it, but we should have something prior to that to consider.
These are administrative questions rather than legal questions, but I think that would be a reasonable manner of proceeding.
I'm just looking at a timeline.
Sure.
To that, as far as, you know, I suggested that hopefully we can get something within the next 2 weeks and then to make the decision, you know.
But. Sure. I think that would work for staff.
Okay.
Okay.
It looked like you were ready to say something.
No, I was just kind of rolling the things around through my mind. So with that in mind, we can proceed with that kind of rough outline, and we'll just kind of see what comes in. In the meantime, did you want to have a discussion about any potential changes to this draft order? Or we can work through those offline. It's just a little bit easier with the three of you in the room, or at least two of you in the room. Because otherwise we can't really.
Well, I didn't see anything I want to change, but I haven't seen the changes that are going to be proposed. Sure. So.
And I'm going to pause on that discussion based on what Clayton just informed me. Commissioner Fedorchak is trying to call in. So do you mind pausing for a minute to?
Sounds like we can pause for a month.
Stand at ease, huh? I'm just going to ask Victor a question. With the two staff we have on within the MISO region, is that something that I can start working with the two and find out what this talking point is? And
yep, so we can talk to Rob and Adam about some more detail on that activity within MISO. We just got to be very cautious with that since they're on the advocacy team for this case. To the extent that you would want to talk to them, we just want to make sure that conversation, and I can have a discussion with them to ensure that they're limiting their commentary to just that, what's going on with MISO.
Right.
And I would anticipate they would be doing a response as well. So, I mean, the necessity to hop on it, which obviously there is great incentive to do so, with advocacy staff, since they are still in this and they'll be doing the review and providing probably an analysis as well, we could probably wait for it to allow them to bring it full circle as well.
Well, we're waiting. Put a little more color to some of the delays in this case. So a lot of it was the post-hearing schedule that was set. But I was just going to say, and that was largely requested by the company. You know, so. A normal kind of expected briefing and proposed order schedule would be 2 weeks to a month. And I think kind of right out of the gate, there was a 60-day request by the company.
To be clear, I didn't mean to complain at all that it's taken this long. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to have it take any longer than necessary because an applicant feels like they might not be getting their way. So, let's hold off.
Sure. And I didn't sense a great issue with that, but since we have some time,
I think the time it's taken to get to this point is very justifiable.
I would agree with that. The whole team.
I'm never, just to break the silence, I guess, I'm never real confident with either of the RTOs that have customers in North Dakota, nor any of the other RTOs that I've heard much about or balancing authorities staying on proposed schedules very well. They're big, big, complex entities with a lot of moving parts, and it's fine to say we're gonna move forward with this in the next meeting, but how often have we seen those things get delayed? So yep. That was my point.
And I will say your and I experience is more so with SPP on that. MISO moves slightly differently than what our experience is, just because there are fewer of the stakeholder groups like that have a voting voice those things, but I don't disagree with the sentiment. I saw some flashing on the screen. I was seeing if that was. No, it's just me talking. Never mind.
I thought we could pause the recording and stand in recess, but I guess we can't.
Yes, in relation to my edits, too, I would point out, when I was looking over this and reviewing my thoughts on this, I don't see a dramatic departure from this. It was mostly just to address what I think would either bolster or clarify certain issues in relation to what's already been provided. I think this is a good order up to this point, and it's good to work off of.
Clayton, you want to pause the recording and we'll
pause the broadcast.
Yes, and we'll stand in recess. Convene this work session on case PU-23-66. This is the Otter Tail Power Advanced Determination of Prudence on the Astoria Station. We've discussed it, and Commissioner Fedorchuk, bottom line kind of is there is a draft that was prepared as a proposal. Legal counsel has some, I think it would be fair to characterize them as kind of important but minor updates to it, but not finalized yet. But there is discussion from the applicant that they may be having some filings based on an upcoming MISO decision in the near future, and we're talking like weeks, not months, that they think might change things significantly. And so that's kind of where we're at here with it. And if anyone feels like I didn't characterize that quite accurately, please let me know. And if not, Julie, any questions or comments?
Has the company requested us to wait with the decision then?
I'll let Jack answer it.
He had the conversation. Commissioner Fedorchuk, there hasn't been a formal request to hold off on the decision, but I do anticipate that in a couple weeks they would be filing a supplemental information on the value of loss of load. Changes that have been proposed moving forward at MISO.
Because they're filing their accreditation plan. I think that's what's being impacted. Okay. That's good. That's important. I think makes sense to probably wait until we see that.
To put a little more flavor on it for you, Julie, so in the we're going to await that filing, and in the meantime, I will continue working with the three of you on the draft that was sent out, so if you have any edits to it in the coming couple of weeks, just let me know, and I'll kind of work through those with you, and I'll work with the other two here as well.
Perfect. Sounds great, Victor. Thank you.
Did you have anything else? Otherwise, we were on the verge of wrapping up.
That's it for me. Thank you.
Okay, get your voice back.
I'll try. Is there, and we've got another meeting this afternoon, another work session at 1?
We have an informal on a ETC applicant. And I think that's at 1:30, not 1. And then after that, we have another work session that I believe is at 2:30.
2:30 to 4.
And
on 4. Yep.
I can't remember what the case is.
Yep.
The
perfect piece.
Oh, the
yep.
The
yep.
Excel. Okay. Thank you. With that,
I'll be logged in for both of those. I'll do them remotely by GoToMeeting or Zoom. However, we've got it set up, WebEx.
Okay, thank you. Take a cough drop.
Thanks, you guys. Yep, thanks. Bye-bye.
This work session is concluded. Thank you, everyone.